Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring over?
I have Tony Dickerson on the line.
Okay, great. Go ahead and send Tony over.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Tony. My name is Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. A little under the weather, but I'm doing okay.
Great to hear. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then before we start, I just want to confirm I have your phone number here as 314-236-7252.
Yes.
Okay. And is this a cell phone or a landline?
A cell phone.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you haven't signed any documents with any law firms and you don't have an attorney regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
No, I do not have an attorney.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a family member who used hair relaxer?
Myself.
Okay. And have you used hair relaxing chemicals or straighteners within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
I can't really pronounce it. Fallopian ovary cancer.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer?
Just ovarian cancer.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. And when were you first diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
August the 18th, 2023.
2023, okay. And how old were you when you were first diagnosed?
40.
40, okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with ovarian cancer?
Shannon Grabosch, Grabosch.
Okay, and where does Dr. Grabosch practice out of?
SSM St. Mary's Hospital, St. Louis.
St. Louis. Okay. And is that on Bellevue Ave, 1031 Bellevue Ave?
No, it's on 6420 Clayton Road, Richmond Heights, Missouri,
Okay.
63117.
Okay. Okay. 6420 Clayton Road, right? Richmond Heights.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. 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 And did you use hair relaxers or any hair relaxing brand for more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxers before being diagnosed?
Six.
6 times a year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And then was SSM Health St. Mary's where you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
7/9/83.
83. Thank you. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you have any friends or family who also use hair relaxers and were affected by cancer after using hair relaxers?
No.
Okay. And in what state did you use hair relaxers?
And St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. Okay. And when did you first start using hair relaxers?
February of 2007.
2007. Okay. And when did you stop using hair relaxers?
August the 15th, 2023.
2023. Okay. And how often did you use hair relaxers? Was it weekly, monthly, four times per year?
It was six times a year. So every other month, every 2 months.
Every 2 months. Okay. Okay. So is it right to say you applied it monthly?
Yes.
Okay. And then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxers? And I can do the math for you if you'd like.
It was more than 15.
Okay. Okay.
Like right around 15.
Yep. So 2023 minus 2007 would be about 16 years. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you receive hair relaxer treatments at home, in a salon, or both?
At home.
Okay. And do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And what brand name of the products have you used?
I only use one kind, Revlon Realistic.
Okay. Thank you. And did your cancer diagnosis happen two or more years after you first started using hair relaxer products regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And were there periods where the hair relaxer usage was stopped, or did you use it continuously?
No, I used it continuously. I just stopped using it last year in August.
Okay. And when did you first become aware of the link between hair relaxers and your diagnosis?
It was around August the 15th, 16th, because I got diagnosed with it on the 18th, and I had started treatments on the 19th. So it was around that time.
Okay, and you started treatments August 19th of 2023?
Yes.
Okay, and what type of treatment did you receive?
So I received chemotherapy. I had the transvaginal test, and I had the biopsy, and I had blood test.
Okay, so you received chemotherapy. And then what was it called? Transvaginal? Was it a transvaginal ultrasound that you received, or a hysterectomy?
Yes, that's what it was. It was transvaginal ultrasound.
Okay. Okay.
And I had the urine test too.
And pardon?
Sorry,
can you repeat what you said?
Oh, I said I had the urine test too.
Okay, thank you. Okay, urine test. Okay. And then was Dr. Shannon Grabosch your treating doctor as well?
Yes.
Okay. And that was all done at St. Mary's Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, on Clayton Road, right, in Richmond Heights?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And can you confirm the spelling of your first name?
C-O-N-I.
Okay. And then can you confirm the spelling of your last name?
B-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N.
Okay. And do you have a suffix to your name? Are you junior, senior, the second, third, or no suffix?
No suffix.
Thank you. And then for the purpose of pulling medical records, what is your social?
351-72-5001.
Thank you. Okay. So I have 351-72-5001. 5001?
Yes.
Okay. And what is a good email address for you?
DickersonTony49@gmail.com.
Thank you. And Tony is T-O-N-I?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is a good mailing address for you?
119 Bridgerdone, B-R-I-G-A-D-O-O-N, Circle Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63137.
Okay. And is it, okay, Bridgerdone Circle, St. Louis, Missouri, 63137.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there 63137. Is there an apartment number? Or it's just 119 Bridgerdone Circle.
No, it's a house. It's just 119.
Okay. And then do I need to include the drive or is it just Bridgerdone Circle?
It's just Bridgerdone Circle.
Okay.
You can include the drive. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Let me add that. Bridgerdone Circle Drive. Okay. And then do you have any documentary support for your date of diagnosis, like medical records?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm busy, so you can get them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And then and then you have copies of your medical records, right?
I don't have them on me, but the hospital do.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay.
314-776-8692.
Okay. And is this a family member, friend, someone that lives with you, someone that doesn't live with you?
It's a friend.
Okay. Okay, and what is their name?
Antonio Bowen.
Bowen?
B-O-W-E-N.
Perfect, thank you. Okay. 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 And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like the email paper to sign off.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's like the electronic signatures. I'm going to send over DocuSign. Give me one second. Okay. Okay. And your email is your last name, first name, 49@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. 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 And then I have your date of birth as 07/09/1983. Yes. Okay. Okay. Okay, and I'm just sending over the DocuSign now. Let me know when you see that come back, okay?
Jeanette Butler.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you'll click on the link and you'll have to allow electronic notifications or agree to receive messages. And then you should see a yellow continue button.
Okay, hold on. If they allow, this site can't ask for permission.
What does it say?
Okay. Now it say I agree to electronic records.
And signatures, yep.
Click so all I do is check the box?
Yep, and then press continue.
Okay.
And then at the top right, you should see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click that, and it will direct you to your first signature field.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you'll click that box that's prompting you to draw your signature. You can either draw it or you can press select style and it will type it for you, and then you'll press adopt and sign. And then it will direct you to your next signature field.
This one I didn't do. And then go to the bottom and hit finish.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Yep, and you'll receive another email with the completed DocuSign for your records. You'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm. They're just going to verify that it's okay to start the process of pulling medical records, and they do want to get in contact with you before they start that. So just keep an eye out. I will also send you a text message when we're done with this so that you have my number. If you don't hear from the law firm in the next 2 weeks, give me a call and I'll transfer you over to them directly. Okay, Tony?
Okay.
Okay. It was a pleasure speaking to you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.